Well, if you don't know me, I'm Jerry Luthold. A lot of times I get up here and give the global impact, but this morning I'm going to share my testimony with you. And if you've been coming since the Valentino days, you've maybe heard my testimony a couple other times, so I apologize. It's going to be the same because I'm the same person, and my testimony is still the same. I'm a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I give all praise, honor, and glory to God who saved me by sending his Son to die on the cross for my sin. I praise God that he is sovereign, that he is in control of everything, that he is all-knowing, he is all-powerful, and he's everywhere all of the time. So he is always with us, not just here in church, not just when we're in Bible study. He's always with us, whether at work, whether we're at home, no matter what we're doing. And I just praise God that he is so great. So I'm going to share my testimony of faith with you this morning, and kind of goes hand in hand with the question this morning. I don't have a dramatic story, dramatic testimony. Mine's maybe kind of boring, I would call it. I always thought I was basically good, which we know is not true. But I didn't drink, I didn't go to parties or do drugs, so I thought, well, I'm not too bad. I really don't know when I was saved. I mean, I grew up in a Christian home. I went to church, I went to Sunday school. If you would have asked me if I was a Christian, I would have told you, yeah, I'm a Christian. If you would have asked me what a Christian is, I wouldn't know how to answer that. I would have just said, well, I guess that's me. I guess that's my friends. That's my family. I just assumed that I was a Christian. I grew up being taught about God, about Jesus. In Sunday school and church, we heard a lot of stories about Jesus, but I really don't remember hearing the gospel. It's not to say the gospel wasn't preached, but I didn't hear it. You know, many times in the Gospels, Jesus says, he who has ears, let him hear. And I didn't have ears to hear as I was growing up. I was trying to be good. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. We did have an evangelist come to our church one time, and I remember him because he said, repent and be baptized or you're going to hell. So I didn't want to go to hell. So I had already been baptized. So I repented every day. And every day I failed. I guess I was more conscious of my sin after hearing this evangelist because I guess I finally realized I wasn't good. I was trying to be good, but I wasn't. In junior high, we had a youth retreat, and that's really the first time I remember hearing the gospel. And I guess that's the first time it really sank in, and maybe that's when I saved. I don't know. Only God knows. Because I really didn't fully understand, because I'd never studied the Bible. We'd read the Bible in Sunday school. You know, they read passages in church, but I had never been in a Bible study. I'd never read the entire Bible. But I did realize at that time that I was saved by grace and not by doing good. So I knew that I couldn't do anything good to deserve heaven. In college, I got involved in Bible studies. I started reading the Bible, studying the Bible. We had several Bible study groups on campus and where I lived. As I started going to these Bible studies, I never talked, I never asked a question, But by my senior year in college, I was actually leading Bible studies and helped lead the on-campus group. One of my friends got me going to Topeka Bible Church, and it was a Bible teaching church, and they preached the Word of God. And that was the first time I'd been to church where they read the Bible, they expounded on the Bible, they shared the gospel weekly, and that really had an impact on me. We had a retreat in Colorado that really had a big impact on my life, on my faith. It was just a long weekend, but they emphasized quiet time and praying, and it was just kind of a truly a mountaintop experience for me, because as I was leaving that retreat, was really the first time I shared the gospel with somebody else. And it was then that I resolved in my life to do God's will and not my will. And I guess this was kind of a start of assurance of salvation for me. I have the same verses that Jason shared this morning in 1 John. Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. And then 1 John 5:11 through 13. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So for me, my assurance of salvation has been kind of a journey, and my faith and my walk with God has been a journey. It's like C.S. Lewis said, it's further up and further in. My Christian walk I liken to climbing a mountain. It's not easy sometimes. Sometimes the air is thin and not much oxygen, but you need to keep moving in your Christian life, keep growing in your faith. I went on several mission trips. My first mission trip I didn't want to go on, but somebody encouraged me to go, and I went to Russia, and I went to help and to serve others. That was my purpose, and I was blessed because I went. I've been on other mission trips since that, and those were big impacts on my life, especially when I went to Kenya. I went with the Gideons, and we were able to distribute Bibles to kids that wouldn't have one otherwise. And before we gave out the Bibles, we shared the gospel with them. So I was able to share the gospel to all of those kids, all of the schools that we went to. I praise God that my wife and all my kids are believers. As I walk my Christian walk, I serve as needed, leading Bible studies, teaching Sunday school, like I said, in the Gideons, et cetera. And I think this helps my assurance of salvation grow as I serve my Lord and Savior. So if there's anyone here that's like I was, trying to be good, not knowing if you are saved, let me share the gospel with you. Here's the gospel. God created a perfect, sinless world, but when Adam and Eve sinned, the world was forever fallen. Sin came into the world, and ever since then, when we're born, we're born sinful. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." God sent his Son to live a perfect life, to die on the cross, and to rise again. He died once for all to take away our sins, past, present, and future sins. So he died for all of our sins. It is by grace we are saved, through faith in Jesus, by repenting of our sins and accepting the free gift of salvation. Once we are saved, we are born again, adopted into God's family, and we no longer desire our will, but that God's will be done. If you're already a believer, I encourage you to be ready and willing to share your testimony, to share the gospel with others, and to get involved, to serve, to get in the game. As Hebrews 12:1-2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and protector of our faith." And Romans 12:1-2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you and give you all praise and glory. I thank you for this opportunity to share my testimony. We pray that others would be willing to share their testimony to encourage other believers. We pray for everyone here, whether they're believers or not, and pray that you will touch their lives and draw them close to you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.